This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies, I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the city and region champion Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Welcome, coach.
Oh, glad to be here, Kip.
Coach, I'm looking around the room and I don't see anybody with the sniffles.
No, we're all healthy here tonight, that's for sure.
Good deal. That's what champions are made of. Coach, we're going to make this a family-oriented show tonight. It's all about the family with Brunswick High School, so we're going to talk briefly about the Lee County game, and then we're going to get into the more important stuff. So we go to Lee County last week, second round. We played pretty good for a half, and then the game got away from us in the third quarter, and Lee County is Lee County. That's the blueprint of where Brunswick High needs to be.
Well, yeah, that's a very good football team we faced, Kip, but I'm very proud of the way our kids came out and the way we battled. We had our opportunities. You know, we came out in the first half and we fell down. They jumped on us 14-0 with, they had great field position in the beginning. The wind was a monster and blowing against us. And even when we tried to punt it, the ball just like died in the middle of the air, came straight down. Gave them really good field position, and then they were able to capitalize on that. Got 14 quick points on us, and then after that, our defense settled down, played really good football. Offensively, we were able to move the football. We ended up having a touchdown drive. We had another drive, and we got inside the red zone. We just came away short on a fourth and short where we didn't score. We get that, it would have been 14-14 going in the half, but 14-7 going in the half, and then, of course, The third quarter did get away from us a little bit.
Coach, the wind. I've been calling high school football now for 14 years live on the radio. I've never seen the wind play a factor in the game like it did last Friday.
It really did. Of course, Lee benefited a little bit more than we did, because if you look, the majority of all the touchdowns were all scored in that one end zone. And, we got 21 points in that one end zone, or kind of close to it, and then Lee got majority of their points in that end zone as well.
All right, and Lee County's moving on. Brunswick finishes the season at 8-4, first 8-win season in a decade, first region championship in 11 years. So this group of 2020 seniors leaves the program as champions.
What a great group of seniors. I'm excited about where this group's going to go, not just the season that they did in their career here at Brunswick High, but the character that they have. And then, we're looking at a situation where, colleges don't get to recruit as much as normal in the 2020 season, but these kids have all the tools to be successful. They've worked real hard. They're going to be successful in whatever it is they do. We're out real hard working on getting our kids recruited. They got Coach Grady with us here tonight that does a lot of our recruiting coordinating, and he's going to tell you, he can tell you a little bit more about what's going on there as well. We got a college recruiting fair we're going to tomorrow and get our kids looked at some more. And some of our kids do have some scholarship offers. They'll have some choices to go to, and we're trying to keep pushing because we have a lot more seniors that deserve an opportunity and try to get them that opportunity. This is a great senior class.
Coach, this is the first group that you've had all 4 years at Brunswick High as you finish up your fourth season. Talk about what this group has meant to you.
I know I'm going to sound like the mamas here because they're my babies.
Don't cry on that.
This group here, when I first came here, they had a belief. I went to the middle school and was talking to these kids. Majority of them, that's where I met majority of them, was you know, going to the different middle schools and talking to them, and they had to have faith in where we were going with Brunswick High. There was a lot of uncertainty at the time. There were some kids in that age group that opted to go to Glenn because they didn't know anything about what was going to happen at Brunswick. But these kids, they stuck with us, and you know, happy they did, and things turned out for the best. It just took a little while to get it going, but as soon as this group was the group to take the helm, things started changing their junior and senior year.
When we look back years from now, Coach, this group, the group that laid the foundation.
They left the legacy. We can say that we always talk about what type of legacy you're gonna leave. This group of seniors is leaving a legacy, the turnaround group. I don't know what we're gonna call them. I know you got several games that you wanna call them, but you know, this is definitely the turnaround group.
I call them the drought breakers, Coach.
The drought breakers, I hear you.
Yeah, they broke a 6-year drought, and that's something we're gonna hold on to now for a few years, and they can look back, they can come to 5-year reunions, they can come to 10-year reunions, 20-year reunions, 50-year reunions, and they can say, we broke a drought against the cross town.
We need them to come back for a one-year reunion and make sure they fire up our juniors as well. So, hey, now this senior class won the city championship. What you gonna do?
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, starting the season offensively, you knew what you had on the offensive side of the football. How did that group get better as the season went on?
Well, they started gelling. You know, and one of the things I'm going to point out is because we have a lot of very good players on that side of the ball, but one of the things I'm going to point out was KJ Lee. It was very imperative that he learn what to do and improve from a year ago. We knew he had some good talent, but we really were, you know, worried about the leadership role, and he really came in and he did a great job of learning how to lead and doing a great job just with managing the offense. And I'm very proud of what he did and how he worked and how he improved weekly and got better. Again, the offensive line started gelling, and yeah, that's always a key to an offense success is when the big boys up front start gelling and clicking. And in the beginning, it was a little shaky with, you know, we had some issues up front. So COVID was part of those issues, but. Yeah, even those young guys, they started coming in, and a couple different times these young guys had to play throughout the year, and it was like we didn't miss a beat when they came in for the most part. So the gelling of the offensive line, and then, of course, you know, Xavier Beats' consistency, having him throughout, you know, all 3 years, having just that security blanket type person that he was in that presence. For KJ, he's been that for him for a while. And then the emergence of Tyrese Jones as a playmaker, you know, that was huge. We always knew he had the ability to be a playmaker, but just to actually do it on a consistent basis. And he did that. He came out and he was an explosive player on a consistent basis, and that proved to be big. The emergence of Kevin Thomas, you know, later in the season, how he started developing and coming. And then, of course, I'm saving the Wolfpack for last.
The Wolfpack.
Because that's another group that but the Wolfpack grew stronger. You know, when we talked about the Wolfpack, in the beginning, it was just thunder and lightning with Ree and Jacoby. And then all of a sudden, you see Pat Leggett getting into the mix there and really starting to make an impact. You see Leon Charlton getting in the mix there and making an impact, especially when Jacoby went down.
Defensively, Coach, we got better as the year went on. And at the end of the season, we had a shutout. We had 7 straight quarters of shutout football. And we played against Lee County, one of the better offenses in the state, held them down for the first half. So defensively, we made some strides.
We did. You know, again, you know, a lot of players stepped up and did good. Cameron Crump comes to mind, you know, as, you know, a senior linebacker, worked real well, undersized kid, but the kid ended up with 90 tackles, led the region in tackles with how many tackles he had, just getting after it. I'm very pleased with the way he played this year. And then, you know, in the secondary, you had the senior leadership and experience of Gadsden's, you know, that was there, did a good job at safety. And then Amarion Whitfield moving over from the offensive side of the ball to the defensive side of the ball to be a shutdown corner allowed us to do so many different things with him covering man-to-man, The way he was in physical play and stopping the run, the way he blitzed off the edge, causing havoc. And speaking of blitzing off the edge, I can't talk about blitzing off the edge without talking about A.J. Wilson, you know, the way he did. And, you know, he's another senior linebacker that did a great job. And how about Zane?
Zane, you know, had a great year.
Zane was a defensive end the year before, and we moved him to outside linebacker and had an all-region type year and just did played really good, played smart football, was consistent, played hard nose, and you know, definitely happy with the way he did. Bryce Morris, you know, he's another senior linebacker that played real hard. Unfortunately, Bryce had, you know, several of his games cut short because of not having COVID, but being isolated, or being what's it called, quarantine, because he was in the seating chart or something, you know, went on with him and that.
Coach, here, before we go to our first break, here's some of the nicknames we had on the radio broadcast this year for some of your football
players. Go ahead.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Xavier Bean, the receiving machine.
All right, the receiving machine.
Tyrese Jones, a touchdown waiting to happen.
Okay.
And then my favorite, Whitfield Island, take a trip, you don't return. Those are things we said on the radio broadcast this past football season. So we'll be right back on the Coach Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Joining us now is the offensive coordinator, Coach Garrett Grady. Welcome to the Coach Pender Show, Coach Grady.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, you wear a lot of hats for the football program, and one of the most important one is you handle the recruiting for our football players. Talk a little bit about what that entails.
It entails not only getting them signed up to take the ACT and SAT so they can get a score, but make sure these guys are, make sure they're filling out FAFSA information, make sure they're putting highlight tapes together. You know, after every game, we check with them and, did you do your highlights? Did you add them? Then we do a final like check off on their highlights and actually take a look at them and make sure they're presentable, they're cleaned up, make sure they got all their good plays stacked in the front. But the recruiting process this year has been different than any other year just because of COVID protocols. You know, the dead period has been moved to April. I think it's April 15th right now. So there can be no student athletes on any Division I campus right now. So the recruiting process that we need to do as coaches, and we're doing it right now, is sending out tape to all these coaches. You know, social media is a great outlook. It's a great place, where a resource that we can send film. You know, everything we're doing is virtual. whether it be meeting or talking to a coach through Zoom, through FaceTime, but we can still get in contact with those coaches and make sure our players get the recognition and make sure they're getting the looks that they deserve. So,
Coach, some of these highlight tapes, man, that these kids put out, I watched a few of them. You would think they're all five-star athletes with these highlight tapes that they cut up. They make some plays, and they look really, really good. So there's a lot of effort and time put into that.
So definitely their highlights look real, really good.
We don't put no bad plays.
That's right. We don't put no bad plays, but that's why also the college coach will ask for a game film. That's still important to them because they want to see how they progress through the game. And but, yes, they do a great job, and a bunch of our players made plays this year, and we're very, very happy for that, for sure.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I'll ask you this question about academics. Our kids, when you guys got here in 2017, our academics were kind of, they weren't very good. But now we got a lot of honor roll kids, and our academics are, you know, as good as anybody. And we've got kids, I was talking to Marion before the show, he's qualified, ready to go to college. Talk about the preparation to get kids ready to go to college. It's more than just winning football games. Right. It's about getting kids ready to go to college.
Well, definitely I can't talk about our academics on our staff without mentioning Coach Jason Vaughn, who is our academic coach. He sets all these guys' schedules, keeps on track, grade reports for the coaches, sets up tutoring for our players. And, you know, without him, you know, our GPAs would be low, and our guys would not qualify for college, and they would not be college ready and prepared. But Coach Vaughn does an outstanding job with that. But definitely when we got here to Brunswick in 2017, you know, our guys' GPAs, they didn't care about them. And it goes to show how many guys still sustain in college right now from that first group that we had. And right now, you know, we're preaching to our guys, even our young guys, because that's where our GPA starts, is that in their freshman and sophomore year, getting A's in those core classes definitely helps their GPA, and it'll boost it, and where they don't have to really harp on their core classes later, you know, and they'll still be able to take their electives. And, you know, if you mess up in one of those core classes, it's going to take away from your elective classes. And definitely GPAs help qualify you in a different category for money in the state of Georgia. You know, there's Zell Miller, there's Hope, Grant, and that's free money. And then we tell these guys all the time that they'll qualify for that money and be able to go to college. You know, that'll take the cost of the college tuition down for them. So definitely academics is a key component of what we're trying to do here at Brunswick High.
Coach, you coach the offensive line. You're with those guys every day of the week. And for football folks that don't know a lot about coaching football, the offensive line coach is usually the toughest, hard-nosed coach on the football staff. So Coach Caleb Cook, Keegan Carroll, David Neubauer, you losing those guys this year. What have they meant to you?
Well, first of all, I can't go without saying, you know, this is our first group all the way through. And, you know, I came in with Coach Pender in 2017, and we've adopted the saying all about the family, and they are family to me, and it's to all of us. And we talk about family. There's one thing you got to have, is that's trust. And these guys have trusted the whole process of us coming in, trusted us for 3-4 years. And with that, you know, we got a bond that'll last a lifetime. And those guys, you're talking about Keegan, who came over from defense, David, who came over from defense. He was on offense originally, but, you know, he just played where needed. And then Caleb Cook, I can't say enough about those guys. Caleb's been with me all 4 years on the offensive line, and he's the strongest guy on the team, probably the highest GPA on the team.
Test Ivy board. League GPA.
Ivy League. I mean, he's just an outstanding student. Sandy on the field. On the field and off the field. But those guys right there, you talk about the offensive line and the way you're supposed to play the game, go watch their highlight tape, and they'll show you the way the game's supposed to be played. And I can't go without saying, you know, the other two guys on that front were Quan Gibson, who's a sophomore, who started all 12 games this year, and Kaniah Charlton, who's a junior who's going into his senior year, and just those five guys mean the world to me. The whole unit does as a whole, because like Coach Penner said earlier, we had guys that we had to plug in during the season, whether it was a two plays here, a series here, or in the first round of the playoffs, Keegan gets hurt. I got to put in a sophomore center, and he played extremely well. You know, Eli Smith, Lester Clark, Chris Wisniewski, and A.J. Anderson, you know, they filled some roles this year, and we were very, you know, grateful that they were ready to play. You know, and that's on them, too, that they're prepared and ready to go. But going back to those seniors, man, I'm gonna miss those guys. They mean the world to me, and I wish them the best in their future.
You know what, Coach, and that's, we're fixing to go to the next segment, but you're going to be the head coach one day, and I can tell you work that mic pretty well, so you got the weekly show part. You're going to have that down when you get that job one day, head coaching job, and you, when you do, you will have earned it, my man. You're a valuable asset to this coaching staff.
Well, I can't say, you know, I did it all on my own, definitely, because Coach Pender has allowed me every opportunity to be successful. He's led me to hands-on experience of being a head coach, and I'm forever grateful for that. And I would not be where I'm at today without him and his guidance. I know that there's not other assistant coaches, or assistant head coaches, offense coordinators that get this opportunity to come to a radio show and speak on his radio show. And I'm forever grateful for his experience and advice that every day he gives me something advice on head coaching.
Well, thank you, Coach. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what the statement "all in the family" means, and we're going
to
give some examples when it comes back. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glynn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, the tagline, all about the family. It's not just a play on words. Talk about what that means to you and what it means to this football program.
Well, we are a family, that's for sure. And man, we can have a whole segment, and the segment will probably have to be prolonged to a second segment when we talk about all about the family and all the things that we do and what that entails. But Yo, when we look at all the things that make a good program work, you know, you look at your administration, you look at your players, you look at your coaching staff. But one thing that's very huge about making a program work and successful is the community and the people that surround themselves with the programs. A lot of them, times it's just the parents that are there and they're involved.
We got a bunch here tonight.
Yeah, it's the businesses, the local businesses, and the people that are coming around that have the chances to be able to support. And then the people that will just come in and say, hey, I want to help out the program. But we had a big thing, like this year, for example, and just sitting in the back of the room, I see Bryce Sasser back there. You know, he's somebody I didn't even know existed a year ago. And then he comes in the summertime and introduces himself to me. And, you know, he's been doing, you know, he's got a business here in town and he wanted to give back to his school. And Jerry Moore came in with a pile of stuff from Sam's. And just, you know, Jerry Moore introduced him to me. And then every time we ask for something or need something, not just him, but guys like him showed up. Sean Walker right here, who's done a lot for us with the community ties. And we had that one show where we talked about all the community members that have helped us out. So when we talk about about the family and talk about with everything, you know that saying, it takes a village. To raise a youngin'. Well, we have a village here in Brunswick that's really helping out and that's really bought in to what we're doing with these kids. The coaches' wives.
There you go.
That's something else that
you
see.
Oh man.
Yeah,
you're
mean,
hitting the nail on the head right now.
But yeah, the coaches' wives that go and do things for these kids. We'll be at practice, we'll be working, doing things, and they're cooking up meals, you know, for when the kids come over, or bringing the meals along with the parents. You know, we had, you know, our booster club. That's something else. Our booster club this year, President Abby, she's in here too. She's here there she is in the back. She's here with the things that she's done in the organization. And then, you know, Kim Johnson, she's been here all 4 years. She's been involved with our program, you know, doing things and working. What can I do? Marcia Lee, KJ's mama, she was around and helping us. I remember one year, Kim, I think you and her were rivaling back and forth who could sell the most cards, you know, about trying to get that money for our program and doing the things that they do. And you see, you know, Christy Jones, Horace, those.
He's a terror, but I love him.
Yeah, he's transformed. You know, back in the old days, he wore the red and white. He's all about the blue and gold now, though. So he's ready to rock and roll. He crossed town. He's with the good guys
he
now.
He got his mind right in his older age. So
You know, and Kim Leggett, she's done a lot too with the program, and the list goes on and on and on, Kim, with the amount of people that have really done a whole bunch. And what about Robert Jones, you know, and the things that he's done in the Pirate? Yeah, he is. He's every show, every single show, and all the stuff he's done with the Pirate Foundation to really help out. Hey, and I cannot talk about Miss Francis back there. Yeah, I see her. She's the Pirates' number one fan.
I've been trying to get her on this radio show, but she kind of balks at
me. Every so often, we'll get her up here to say, go Pirates. Yeah. She says it better than anybody.
She does. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 4 years in, Coach. You came in. You have this senior, a lot of seniors the first year. But then you had a total rebuild with a lot of kids that are in this room right now. Yeah. And those kids took their lumps. Their sophomore season went 3-7, but they leave Brunswick High as champions.
Yes. Matter of fact, three of the boys here tonight all haven't started as sophomores, or got a lot of playing time as sophomores. Am I right? So yeah, they're all here, and this year they're all key players for our team. So you know that's something pretty special.
I think that Xavier was catching passes when he was in sixth grade, wasn't he?
He's been here for a minute, hasn't he? You've been calling that name.
He's been here for a long time. The receiving machine. That is him, Xavier Bean.
I think he was close to the all-time receiving record. He came within single digits, I know, of breaking it. So he was really close.
All right, Coach. These kids, these seniors, they lay the foundation. We're getting ready to end the season, the 2020 season. I want to give you a compliment. You know, COVID-19 has just been ravaging our society, but it had a minimal impact on Brunswick High School this year. That's a credit to you and your coaching staff and the administration of Brunswick High. Talk a little bit about how you overcame those odds.
My wife introduced me to this little saying, and it's a picture of this duck that's on a pond. And why the duck's on the pond, it looks like he's running, like going nice and smooth, but underneath the water, his little legs are paddling like heck, just trying to stay afloat. And that's kind of how, you know, the feeling was, because I don't know how many times we feel like we're close to getting our program shut down, and we're like, all right, well, we can't panic with all this information that we're getting, because we didn't want our kids to panic. You know, we talked about our kids about, hey, you got to give it your all, because you don't know if this is going to be your last opportunity or not. And, you know, I don't think our players really understood how close we came to having it all shut down. And for us to be able to overcome that type of adversity that dealt, and COVID's just part of it, Kip. That was a part of it, and a lot of the other social issues that we dealt with, the way our kids responded and bounced back with the unity, you know, the way we were able to come together and really preach, the, you know, not just preach, but act and do things that a family does. This is definitely 2020. Football team is definitely what a family's about, and you know, the coaching staff, the buy-in, the community, the buy-in. You know, we talked about we needed people to step up this year. We couldn't raise the amount of money like we normally raise, but when we had we did so much community-wise. You know, with the players, I mean, with the people that stepped up. You know, it might not have been there in the money sense, but it was there in participation and support. And I can't, you know, I have nothing but love for what's happened here in 2020, and now I expect it to keep happening over and over and over.
Last question, Coach, before we sign off. You've coached football for a long time. You've had a lot of teams. When you're off and it's just Sean Pender pondering on your own by yourself, what's this 2020 football team mean to you most of all?
Oh, man.
I caught you off guard with that one?
Yeah, well, no, it's just emotional. Yeah. You know, it's not that it's a off guard thing, because, you know, the team has my heart. You know, the team, the staff, the senior class in particular. It's, you know, when we still got the banquet to go. You know, we still got to get these guys in college. And the one thing about this class I feel confident about is they're going to be around. You know, they're going to come back. They're going to come back to the facility. They're going to work out with us. They're going to come back. They're going to talk to our kids, you know, one day. Some of these kids that are in elementary school right now, they're going to be coming back and speaking to them and talking about what it means to be a Pirate. You know, what the tradition's going to uphold, about the legacies. And this group of kids, I got to keep telling myself this, they're not going anywhere. They might graduate and they're going to move on to bigger and better things, but they're always going to be in our hearts, and they're always going to be back here with this program. So when you look at it that way, you know, it's just one of those bittersweet things. I'm so proud for them and all the things that they've accomplished. I am proud for what they are about to accomplish, what they're about to embark on. You know, we feel confident that these kids have the tools, not just the motivation, the hype, but they are empowered with the tools to be successful. And that's something that, you know, when I'm going to bed at night, I can lay my head down and say, we got everything we could out of this team.
I'll share one personal comment about this football team, this senior class. They have left this program in better shape than they found it. And forever at Brunswick High, they have raised expectations.
Yep.
So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That's our last show of the year. I want to thank Moondoggies for hosting us throughout the football season. And we hope to see you back somewhere next year with the Sean Pender Show. Again, this has been a great football season, and we're so proud of the senior class. And Francis, you gonna say something, Francis?
Say go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Say it, girl.
Last one of the day.
Go Pirates.
Do it.
Do it, Francis.
One, say it, girl.
Three.
Go Pirates.
All right. Yeah. So, Coach Pender, for Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates. Woo!